We are on Daf Mem Daled Amid Aleph. Let us just start 4 lines from the top. We had a memre of Rav Huna, that Rav Huna said, Van Isha is Maitzi Tuk Subis, one says Masayim Zuz, one says Shalish Meye Zuz, is Rotzem Izegoyve, Rotzem Izegoyve. So the Gemara asked, Lema Pligi de Rav Nachman, but Rav Huna is Chaylik and Rav Nachman, the Omar Rav Nachman, Shnei Shtoris Hayoitzim Bozeach Hazeh, if you have 2 stories that are going, that were written on the same karke, on the same chalois, that means tu shitrei mecher, tu shitrei matonis, but they're written in different zmanim, is bitul sheini es horishim. So we say that that there was a second star, that's a raya, that there was a bitul on the first star. And we'll see later in the sugya how this occurs. But al koponim, Rav Nachman said, bitul sheini es harishin. And here we say, iboyi bahai govye, iboyi bahai govye. That's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, Lav mi itmar alo omar av pope, umayde Rav Nachman di oisif bei dikle le toisvis kosve. That's what I say. That bitul sheini es horishoin, that is dafke if they are exactly the same. So then we have a shayla, so what's the purpose of the second shtar? So al kochoch, the second shtar, we say, is a bitul of the first shtar. But if the second shtar is moisif more than the first shtar, so then the halacha is, umoyd Rav Nachman, the oisif bei dikla l'taisvis kosvei, and then there'll be the same halacha. Rotza, iboi me bahai govye, iboi bahai govye. Ochinami ha'oisef lomidi, so here's also the same thing. He was moisef in the second ksuba, another 100 zuz. So memela here, there's no bitul. Here he's giving her an alternative. If she wants, she could be goiva with the first ksuba. And if she wants to be moichel the shibud of the first ksuba, then the second ksuba will be chal, and then she can be goive 300 with the second ksuba. Gufe. Omar Rav Nachman, shnei shtoreis hayoitzim bozeach hazeh, bitul sheini es horishen. Omar Rav Pope, umayde Rav Nachman, the Yosef beidikle letaisvis kosvei. That's davke if they're the same, both shtores, but if there's a hoisofe in the second shtar, so letaisvis kosvei that the boy bahai govye, boy bahai govye. So now the Gemara says as follows, without a taisvis, pshite, rishain bemecher, Usheini b'matone. If the first shtar, we have 2 shtores on 1 karke, the same meicher, the same lekeach, and 1 shtar was a shtar mecher, and the other shtar is a shtar matone. So then I don't say that bitel hasheini esarishen. No, I say, liyafis koichiyu de kosavlei. The reason the second shtar was written was to be miyape the koyach of the mikabel. Mishumdini de barmetzre. That means, als the shtar mecher alone, he could get into trouble. The barmetzre could come and be mevatel the mecher. So the shtar matana was written liyapes koichoi. Rishain b'matana v'sheini b'mecha. If the first was matana sheini b'mecha, so what's the purpose of the second shtar? Also not a bitul. Tamrine mishum dine de bal chayvu de kosav kai. Ella, we'll see exactly in Rashi what this means. Ella ishneim bemecha, shneim bematone. But if both are mecha, both are matone, bito sheini esarishin. Then we say that the purpose of the second shtar is to show us that the first shtar is bottle. My time. Now, how does the first shtar become bottle? Rafram oma eimer oiduye oidilei, ravacha oma eimer achuli achle lishibudei, my benayu ika binayu erui sadi v'lishlumi peri v'litaske. Now, let us see Rashi to understand the Gemara we have just learned. Liapis koichei kosvei, if the first shtar was a shtar mecher, the second shtar is a shtar matone. So the purpose of the ksiva of the second shtar is liapis koichei kosvei. V'inami loy oisef bei, loy bitel esarishen. She wasn't mevatel the first shtar. Ela de loy leisi b'nei matzre la'aruri alei, in order that the bar metzre should not be ma'arer on the mekach, the kaimolon matone lesba mishum dini the bar metzre. So the purpose of the second shtar was liyapis koichai, that he should have what to say to a bar metzre. She be able to be matche the time of the bar metzre. Dine de bal choiv. Now the Gemara says the other way, that if the first shtar was a matone, and the second shtar was a shtar mecher, so then the Gemara says, Dine de bal choiv de kosev kein. So what does this mean? Dine de bal choiv. The osi bal choiv v'torif leiminei, kibol olei achrayis b'shtar ha-sheini, so the second shtar is a shtar mecher, and in the shtar mecher there's a kabolas achrayis. That means that the loikeach in the shtar, or he says achrayis to a sefer, or it's beferish written the achrayis, that if this karke will be taken away from the Lekeach, so he can go to the Moich and get back his money. So the first star was a star matone. So as the first star, he wouldn't have achrayis if a Balchoiv would take away this karka from him. So that's why the second star was written, that liyapis koichoi, that if a balchoyv, the osi balchoyv v'torif leiminei, ki belol v'achayis b'shtar sheni dine heder v'nigve minei mois haksuvim kan, the money that is written there, so he's guaranteeing this money. The first star, there was no money involved, it was a matone. We'll see in Taisvus a little clearer what is happening in the Gemara, but just I'd like first to finish the Gemara. My time a bittel, so why, how is there a bittel? So we have here machlekes Rafram and Rav Achim. Rafram says, Oidilei bal hashtar, sharishen mezuyefoya. That means if we have two similar shtaris, two shitrei mecher. So what is pshat in the second shtar? So al kochoch, we have a hidor from the baal hashtar, who is the loikeach, that the first shtar is a mezuyev de kishtar. If it would be a good shtar, why need a second shtar? So we have a hidor as baldin, that the first mekach was not chal. He's not gaining anything from the second mekach. He's So memele, So the Zahido, that's the first Mekach, it's a mezuyev tiki shtah, that means the Edim wrote a shtah without the Das Halekeach. V'nisratze al ha'achar, ligvois mizman sheni. He was merutze to buy the karke from the ligvois mizman sheni to be given from the second man, because then there was a mekach. The mekach was bizman by the first shtar. There was tamaze. It's a shtar that was not the edim were posted, the falsha edim. We'll see in Taisvis. So that's why the second shtar is an emissary shtar. He decided to buy the karka by the second shtar, but the first shtar is a posel shtar. And he says, "Ochlo lishibude, my benayu." So the Gemara says, "What's the difference between Rafrom and Ravache? Eru yisadi, achsumim berishen." Are the Edim who are chosum in the first star, do they become posel? L'rafrom psulim. We say that the second star is telling us that there's a hidor from the lekeach, that the first star is a posel star. The Edim are psulim. There never was such a transaction. So the Edim are posel to the hidor's baldin of the lekeach. Ravache said, "Achuli achle l'shibude." That means he was meichel the shibud. Poshet meichel the shibud means that the first shtar was written Rosh Chodesh Nissan. The second shtar was written Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Same karke. Now there's achrayis on this mekach. Let's speak about a shtar mekach. Is a chayis and this shtar mekach that if the bal chayiv of the meicha will be goyvet, he'll mon from the meicha the money. So now there's a meiradika difference. If the shibud starts from Nissan, the shibud starts from Sivan. If the meicha sold his karkois, bein Nissan le Sivan. So if the first shtar is the true shtar, so then he can mon from the lekuchas that purchased the karkois hamoicha minisin lesivin. The second shtar is the shtar that is functioning, then he can only be goyiv from the kuchas that purchased after sivin. So we say that achule achle lishibude. That means the purpose of the second shtar is that he's moichel the first shibud. That's from the second shtar. He was meichel, the lekeach was meichel the first shibud. And he wants the shibud should be chal from the second shtar. It's not a pasulus of the shtar. No, the purpose of the shtar was, he's meichel to the meichel the first shibud. He wants the shibud should be chal from sivin. So that was the purpose of the second shtar. But the Eidim won't be possible. One afkamina, a second afkamina, v'lishlume peri, sha'ochal lekeach bein zman rishen lizman sheni. If the lekeach ate the peris of the karka, will he have to pay the moicha for these peris? According to Rafram, there's a dos baldin that the edim apostle edim, the transaction never came about, so it comes out he was eating Yenim's peiris. We have a dos baldin from the Lekeia. So he has to pay him back the peiris. According to Rav Ache, the transaction was a true transaction. He was just moichel the shibud, that the shibud should be chal from Sivan. That's why the second shtar was written. So he doesn't have to pay back the peiris. He ate his peiris. Uletaske lefroye mas hakarka lemelech mizman rishen lizman sheni. Who will have to pay the property taxes? Lerafrom alamoicha lefroye. It's a posel shtar. There never was such a transaction. It first got sold in Sivan. Leravache alamoicha lefroye. Leravache alalekeach lefroye. Now let us see Taisvis. Mishum dine de bar mitzvah. The Gemara said that Rav Nachman that said bittul asheini esarishayin, that is dafke if they, the two shtoris are the same, both ashitrei mecher, both ashitrei matone, then we say that from the second shtar we see that the first shtar isn't functioning for some reason or other. That's bittul sheini esarishayin. But if the first shtar was a mecher and the second shtar was a matone, and mishum dini de bar metzre, zogt Tosfos, v'yatznia oisoi shel mecher. Now we're going to have a very interesting Tosfos over here, that lekeach should not be a batlan. The second shtar was written that he should hide the first shtar, that there was a mecher. The im yarish neyem, if he's going to be a tamale and show both shtores, the metzrin comes and then he wants to be mevatel this whole transaction. He says, look, I have two shtores on this karke. And he shows the shtar mekach, so he's in hot water. Dafilu, the im yarish neyem is beidine de bar metzre. Dafilu matone shekosa bo achayes is beidine de bar metzre. The aloche is that if a matone shekosa bo achayes. So this is really a funny matone. That means usually, what shot you write achayes on a matone? I give you a matone, ben a fine mensch. They'll take it away from you. It's nebuch. I mean, I should be mekabel achayes. So this smells fishy, and really it seems that there really was a mekach over here, and that's why he's mekabel achayes. He's giving back the money. We wrote a shtar matone for the bar mitzvah, but a matone sheyesh boy achayes, the whole matone, the achayes seems to spill the beans, and it's megala that they really, the whole thing is a harom, and there really was a mekach. So it won't help the gabi a bar mitzvah. So that's, if even though we have one shtar, we have a matone, with a kabbalas achayis, so it won't help connect the bar mitzvah. Now, if he's gonna show these two shtores, that's all what he needs. The show that there was a mekach finished. So then we see the whole thing is a fake. So he hides the shtar mekach. So the shtar matone was written liapes koichoi, that when the bar mitzvah will come and schlep him to din teire, he just goes and shows the shtar mekach. Now, the Loshen HaRosh, the Rosh says, kiven de ike lemitli, we have here a yesod of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, we have akasha and the teretz, and sometimes we don't have a kasha. That means if we have two similar shtores, we have a kasha. Why were both shtores written? That's a kasha. It's ridiculous. So there's a teretz, bittul sheini esarishin. Fine. That's the teretz. If one is a mecha and one is a matone, I have a kasha. Why was the second shtar written? I have a different teretz. That's the teretz is bittul. It was liyapis koichai for the bar mitzvah. Zuk terosh. Kiven de ikele mitle, de liyapes koichoi nichtav ha'ach, and that's the purpose why it was written. Horishoin kayim, so the ikke star is the first star. Vasheini ene klum. The sheini is nothing. So this is the loshna of the rosh. So it would seem, if the rosh says vasheini ene klum, so what does he mean? So by Emerson, we have to understand, if it was sold, you can't give a matone. So that's what the Rosh says, Asheni Eini Klum. So what was the purpose? The purpose was, we're going to put one star, we're going to hide one star, do the other star. So this is not from the Lamed Vov Tzadikim, Mistama. So the Yelah Sashacher says, takenah from the Lamed Vov Tzadikim. I mean, who said, how many, there's only Lamed Vov. Al kaponim, the zachas azoi. We have here a kasha. Why was the second star written? So Rav Nachman said, if we have a second star, it's a Rai Bittul. It's not a Rai Bittul. You know why the second star was written? That's why it was written. Yes, a kasha, why? That's why. So they're not such ordinary people. But you can't build halachas. Rav Nachman created a halacha. The bittul hasheni is a rishon. Here it's not raya bittul. There's another reason why. Taka the shtar in chalois, it doesn't, he can't give a matone after it's sold already, but on kaponim, le'apes koichi, that's why it was written. Now I found the prisha in Choshem Mishpat, in Simin Reish Mem, Siv Cotton Base. I'd like to say over the lashon of the prisha. The prisha asks, Lama nosnu chazal eitze l'ramois, v'litrois bal hameitzer mischusoi shezoch soloi teure. He seems like it's written in the Gemara already. Chazal are telling us that this is what you do. If you have a bal metzre breathing down your neck, you make two shtores. It seems like, v'yesh loima. So the prisha says as follows. Kivin, she'ilu hoya roitze bal ashtar, hoya noisin loze ha-moicha d'mei ha-sode b'matone, v'kibol ha-sode mimeno b'matone. So the prisha says, amoyre de kezach. He says, really, this bal metzre is, really, we have a good eitz over here to take care of the bal metzre. I'll come over to the moicha and say, no, I want to make a deal with you. I want to give you a matana of $100,000, and the condition that you should give me a matana, your karke. And the moich is maskim, why not? So what would be then? Halachically, this is a matana with a tanai. A gavurcha, I once saw a meiri in Abedizore. The meiri says that an esnan zayne is pshat, a payment for this nus. If the agreement was a matone for a matone, we're not paying for this nus, chas v'shalom. I'm giving you a matone. B'tnai, this nus should also be for free. So then it's kosher v'yosha. I mean, whatever is made up, that means if you want to make up, there should be a payment. It's a payment. You don't want to make up, it's a payment. It doesn't have to be a payment. Halachically, you can make a matone for a matone, and then it's a matone. He gave him a matone. Was willst du? Why he gave him a matone? That's no taine. By a matone, there's no din ba metzre. So the prisha says, theoretically, if the meicher and Lekeach are maskim to make such a transaction, so would zicha be good? V'loi ha-yishayich dini deba metzre. Wouldn't be shayich dini deba metzre. Hashde nami deloi yoso. They didn't do that. They went and they made a mekach. V'kone mimenu. Why did he do it, Taka? K'dei shiyeh loi achayis. He wanted to have achayis on his $100,000. Give him a tonne. So he wanted to have a chayis. V'lokach mimenu shtar matone b'fnei atzmoi. And then he took a shtar matone. He wants to make sure that bal metzre shouldn't be able to be mevatel the mekach. Loi osa boze sheloi kahoygin. Rak sheze yocholovi olov b'taynis vasisa yosho v'atoiv. Given Sheroya Biyodoi Shtakinyan. Lakahmuta Lasia Eitze Sheloyarenu. So the Prish is very unclear. Unless the Prish means that if in Yesod the Moicher is maskim to give it for a matone, and he said he'd give it for a matana. He'd give it a matana for a matana. He wants to be mate of the lekeach. He wants to be meitiv, and the reason they didn't do this, because he wanted to be meitiv the lekeach more. He wanted that the lekeach should have a chayis on the money he's giving. But his whole intention is to be meitiv to the lekeach. So since in Yisod, he's maskim to give him a matone, so memele, so it's not called that we're doing something wrong over here. I mean, they could have done this. They could have done this. He wants to be noch mer meitiv to the, he wants to, so that's why he made it a mekach. He made it a mekach, you should be able to mekabel achayis. Now, the minute it is a mekach, if the bametzre sees this in Besden, so then it's a bitteri geschäft. That means in Yisod could be the Prish is moide to the Rosh. The second star is nothing. But Al Koponim, the second star can help the Leikeach because theoretically we could have, if the Moiches mask him to be mative to the Leikeach and to give him a matone, so it's not cool that an Avle is being done. Per se. I mean, but make sure that the Bar Metzra doesn't see the star. Could be that pshat in the Prisha. Zog Taisvis weiter. Venire. So that means if we have an explanation why the second star was written, so then and we don't say Bittel Sheini Esarisha. V'nire d'ima leikeyach atzmoy matzren? What if the leikeyach was the matzren? Loishayach dine de bar metzre? The bitul sheini esarishen. Then we don't have a reason. So why was this written? We don't have a legitimate reason why this was written. So koch, then you have to say bitul sheini esarishen. That the first star is, and whatever we have later, the nafkeminis who pays taxes with the payris. I mean, if there's no reason why this was written, Sarkochus bitosheni eserish. V'yesh meforshim the lav dafke noket mishum dini de bar metzra. That's not the only reason for giving a matone. Tafil loishayich dini de bar metzra will say that he himself was the matzrin loy bitosheni eserishin the nafke mino le inyan derech. There'll be a different nafke mino. Why he wrote a matone, linyan derech, dafel aman diyoma moiche bayin ro moiche noisen bayin yofe noisen. That means as follows. Let us say, the moiche had two sodeis, one next to the other. One was a sode pnimi, and one was a sode chitzain. That means you can't enter the sode pnimi unless you go through the sode chitzain. Now, he sold the Soda Pnimi. Now, halachically, if you sell the Soda Pnimi, so this Soda is yours. You have a problem how you get out. Okay, we'll make a new transaction. I'll sell you a derech in my field. So that's another transaction. You can't tie in a list. If you sold to me, so what am I going to do? You'll buy a derech, or maybe invest in a helicopter, whichever is cheaper. But I'll coupon him. That's the halacha by Mecha. If I give, if a Baal Soda Chitzain gives a field, a Pnimidike field for a Matone, so then it's the Neusen Bayin Yofen Neusen. So we say he's giving, not only am I giving you the field, I'm giving you a right to go through my field to get to your field. So Memele, so Taisvis says so, one of Bar Metzre, one revach that the Leikeach could gain from the Shtar Matone. There's other revachim. Noisen Bayin Yofen Noisen, so I'll be able to have a derech. Eimer Achuli Achle Lishibud. Now, the Gemara says that that Rav Acha said, what shat bitul sheini esarishin, that he was moichel the shibut. Teime ma'achle li shibudei shayich gabi maton. So Tosfos amoyer dike kasha, bishleime bay tushit rei mecher, So Rashi explained it, that really the Meicher is Mechuyev Bachrayis for the Mecher. So he was Meichel, the Shibud, from the Zman of the first Shtar Mecher, and he wants the Shibud to start from the second. So the second Shtar Mecher was written in order to create that Shibud HaMoichel, and the second Shtar Mecher was written to create a Shibud from the Zman of the second Shtar Mecher. That's good by Mecher. Ma'achle li Shibud HaShayich Gabi Matone. What's the Shibud over there? V'nireleri kigoin shebein Zman Horishain l'Zman Shaini. Kono hanoisein sode eitzel sode hanitein. The noisein purchased a field next to the sode which was already given to the mekabel matone. So memele, this mekabel matone could make tzoris for this noisein now. Why did you buy this? I'm a bar mitzvah to this area, so it could be mevatel. It could be mevatel the mekach of the noisein. Vahash the achle mekabel matone l'shibude l'yochelitain dine de bar mitzvah. That means it seems that a bar mitzvah has a shibud on the surrounding kakois, that I have a right to be miakiv the kinyan of the surrounding. If they're being sold, I have a right to be miakiv the kinyan since I'm the bar mitzvah. So I have a shibud on my surrounding kakois. So now, he in Yisod could be mevatel the kinyan of the nisen. So the shtar was, the second shtar was written that he's mevatel, that he's moichel a shibud. So that's where the second shtar was written, that the karke he received was after the noisim matone purchased the karke next to this karke. So memele he has no rights to be ma'akev the mechire that the noisim matone purchased it. So that's called achle l'shibudei. He was moichel the shibud that he had. That means, in other words, the matona was given in Nissen. We have here two karkois, karka A, karka B. Now, karka A was given to the mekabel matona, Reish Chodesh Nissen. So it's this karka belongs to the mekabel matona now, from Reish Chodesh Nissen. Now, Reish Chodesh Iyar, the owner of karka B, sold this karke to the Noisein Matone. Now the Mekabel Matone, who lives now in karke A, could schlep the Noisein Matone to a din teire. He bought that, this karke, that, listen, I want this karke, I'm a bar mitzvah, I'm entitled to this karke. And he would win the din teire. So they wrote a second shtar, which is saying that he first was Mekabel the Matone in Sivin to be Mevatar on that Shibud he had. That means he had a Shibud on all the surrounding Karkois, and by writing the Ashtar with a later Zman, that's a Mechile on this Shibud he had, Medina de Bar Metzra. That's one Mahalach. Ba'oidaim HaRashbe. Now the Rashbe says another Teretz. The Navkemino, im lovo noisein, we're talking about matonis, im lovo noisein, let's say the noisein matone gave the matone, Reuven is the noisein, Shimon is the mekabel, Reuven gave Shimon a matone in Nissen. Fine. Im lovo noisein bein zman rishein lizman sheini. Now, the Noisen borrowed money in Iyar. And we have now a new shtar that's written in Sivin, that Shimon got the karke in, that Shimon got the karke in Sivin. No, if Shimon got the karke in Sivin, so the malve of Reuven could be gave this karke from Shimon, because I lent him an ear. some emele, and then it still belonged to Reuven the karka, so it became meshubet to me. You got it in Sivan, so it's meshubet to me. Aymer Rashba, the nafkemino, im lovo noisein bein zman horishein lezman sheini, sheyitrefu balei chayvois meyse sode. So his balei chayvois can be teiref from this sode. Now, this is shreklich shver. How does this work? Bishloime ochleili shibude is a mechila. It seems that the din of the bar mitzvah is a shibud. These are shibudim which are nitnu lemechila. Here, I mean, how can we change history? The karka was given away. The karka was given away Rosh Chodesh Nissan. Bishas the halvo, when Reuven borrowed money later, he did not possess the karka, so we'll make a new shtar. So, who are we fooling? How does this work? So, the Ritva asked this kasha, and, Abikebege Tzeichens too, Achubis Marasosan, that also asked this kasha. And they both say a teretz as follows, that Ochle Lishibude is Lavdavke, Ochle is Lavdavke, it means he was Makne. That means that we say that Itake was Koine the Karka Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Now we see that he's Koine the Karka Rosh Chodesh Sivan, so something happened of it, somewhat Namaisa. So we say, not that he passed the shtar and the Edom apostles, we'll see later. No. We say he was makne back the karka. I mean, he was kind of the karka. He was a shtar, with a matona, Rosh Chodesh Nissen. Shimon was kind of the karka from Reuven, Rosh Chodesh Nissen, a shtar matona. Fine. Now we see there's a new shtar matona and for Rosh Chodesh Sivan. So we have to know what happened. What happened? That why was there a need to write a new shtar matone? So we say, bittul. That means there was a bittul. According to Rav Acha, means that we assume from this mistome. Shimon was makne back this kalke to Reuven. It was makne back to him. I made a kinyan chalipin. And Taisus has a reason why he wanted that his balachayvus. No one will lend him money if he doesn't have karkoi. So Shimon went over to Reuven went over to Shimon. I gave you a matone. Now you have to borrow money. I need karke. So I'd appreciate if you give me back the matone. Shimon is a very good-hearted man. He gave me a matone. I should. So he's matting it back to him. So now it belongs to Reuven. Then later, so as long as it belongs to him, now he got the halva already. So now the malva of Reuven is batuach, that there's karka. So in Sivan, he went and he got all the halvas he needed between Nissen and Sivan, and there was karka that became meshubit for these halvas. And then later, he gave it back to him in Sivan. That's pshat in the Rashba. So this is the halva tzore. That's fine. But there's a schreckliche problem that the Ritva asks and the Marososan also asks. The Rishash asks by us. The Gemara says later, my binayu, what's the difference between the Rafrom and Ravache? According to Rafrom, there's a Hidor, it's a Apostle Shtar. According to Ravache, it's achle the shibud. That means he was magnetem. My nafkemine be legabi the peiris. If he ate peiris from Nissan to Sivan, according to Zafrom, he has to pay back the peiris. Oidoloi, and according to Ravache, he doesn't have to pay back the peiris. Now we have here a shaklecha problem. If we are saying that by matone we assume that there was a haknah from Shimon to Reuven, and that's why there was a need to write a new Shtar Matone. So the Peiris, so Sileit Rav and Sileit Rav Achi has to pay back the Peiris. This is a kasha. This kasha the Ritva asks. The Gemara makes a nafkamina. The nafkamina between Rav Ram and Rav Achi is the Peiris that the Mekabel Matone ate from Nissen to Sivan. Does he have to give them back? So if you say, oy delay, that's apostle l'shtar, is he has to give it back? There was no Mecca. If it's achli l'shibude, you don't have to give it back. But if we say, achli is gematri yaknuyi aknele, so then you have to give it back also. So the Ritva says, the Ritva is this kasha. So the Ritva says as follows. The Ritva says, Amir de Kizach, given the lo yadinen Amos, I don't know when he was maknit. That means I have here a kasha. I have here a kasha. That means he was kind of the karka in Nissen. Now he's kind of the same karka in Sivan. So there's a kasha. What happened? So Mistama, there was a hakno in between. That's true. I'm telling not Neduyoidla, I'm telling Akno, but I don't know when the Akno was. The Ritve, Kivin de lo Yedinin Amos, I don't know when the Akno was. Ani Aimer Hayoim Mocha Vechozra Velokcha, Kivin Shashtar Harishin Sharir Vekayim. So the Ritve says, I only know that there was a need to be Makna again because he was Maknaed back to it. But when was this Akno? I have no right to say that Akno was a Nissen. I just know there was Akno, so I assumed Akno was a Rosh Chodesh Sivan also, and then he got it back from Rosh Chodesh Sivan. If you don't know, and like he had a Morikama on the cock, and you don't know when the Morikama ended, so we'll say that he was Maknit, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Then he got it back, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. That's what the Ritva says. But that's very good. If Stamazoy you teach, but the Rashba said a Cheshbon over here. The Rashba says that there was the Ritva doesn't go into a Cheshbon, why there was Akno. But the Rashba says a Cheshbon. He wanted to have Karkois. Reuben wanted to have Karkois to be able to borrow money. So Memela, so we have to say that he was Maknit not Rosh Chodesh Sivan. He was Maknit Rosh Chodesh Nissan. So we're back in Hatmura. Now, the Marososen, Rabbi Kiveike Zeichen zu, a Chuvis Marososen. Which I don't understand. I just like to say over what he says. He says, if there's a Baal Choyv, that means if Reuven has a Baal Choyv, Chayshinon, the Chozar Umocha, the Goiva Hamalve. That means, I have here a kasha. This karka was given over two times. So al kochoch, in between, there was a transaction that the Mekabel Maton returned it the first time. He's going claw on the Rashba. So he says, heiched de'ike balchoiv. So we're claiming if the balchoiv could mon bein nisen l'sivin, chayshinin de'chozar u'mochar, v'goyva malve. V'im kein, l'rabacha, ein loy elo shtar ha-sheni. So then he only has the shtar ha-sheni, and I assume that it was given back right away. Chashin in the chozor ha-macha v'goy v'amalve. Elo de b'gemore koma, ha-gemore se shaf eiche de leke treife de balchoy. There's no balchoy. V'leke shum malve. That means there's no malve. Afilo hochi, ike binayu, lishlumi peri. So I think he means to say as follows. He means to say, that means if there was a balchoiv, that means there's a puzzle that I have to put together the pieces. It was given nissen, it was given sivan. Why? So al kochoch, it was given back. Now let's ask a second question. Why? So if there was a Baal Choyv that the Noisim Atomah borrowed from, so then that's how I fit the pieces of the puzzle together. And I say, Mestama, it was given back in order that the Baal Choy should have a karka that should be Meshubet. And I assume this, and it seems this is enough of a numdene that the Baal Choy can mount from this karka. I'm permitted to assume this. If there's no Baal Choyv, so I also have to assume that it was returned, that I assume, but I have no reason to assume that it was returned the Rosh Chodesh Nissen, it was returned back in the way the Ritva says, Rosh Chodesh Sivan. Why? I don't know why, but I don't have a right to assume. That means if I have a reason to assume that it was returned immediately, Litzoyrech HaBaal Choyv, I assume that. If I don't have that reason, so I don't assume that. So I see it was returned, that's true, but so Memele, that's what he means to say. He means to say that if there's no Baal Choyv, that's the lotion of the Marasos, I think that's what he means. Heyre de ike bal khoyf khashine de khoza mag hab goy va hamalve. Bim kein le rabba gein le yalle stare shene. O de mag kam es af heyre de lekke treif is de bal khoyf. De lekke shmalva verlach ike bin eile shlumi peiri. Could be that's what he means. Le mai said the Rashash also asks this kasha. The Rashash says, doesn't say a teretz. Ike beinayu eiru yisadi. Taima gedoilu humashe pirish bekuntris, livsoil ha'edim. So Tosfos understood from Rashi that Rafrom said that if we see a second star, so we have a doas baldin, that is edim apsulim, there never was such a transaction, so the edim become posel. The edim become posel. And Tosfos understood they become posel Loilam, I mean, not only to become posel. So Tosfos says, "The ein yochel lifsol eidim bin yizeh." But he says the posel eidim, so he can posel eidim. How can he posel the eidim? Benira lari that zicher for the world he can posel the eidim. No dim yesh lozeh mikabel matone shum shtar acher. That means we have a dos baldin mitzidoi, that these two edim are posel. So now if he has other shtoris, gechasmet from these edim, after this man of Nissen, these shtoris are also posel. Legabi him, they're posel. Because we have a dos baldin from him that they're posel. That's one mahalach. Inami lipsol. So the Maram explains that the second pshat is not that he's saying that there wasn't such a transaction. He's saying that he himself was mezayif the shtar. So memele. So al kaponim legabi this chsime of the eidim. If he has any other shtoris, he will not be able to use those other shtoris because he have a dos baldin from him that he was mezayif their chsimis al kaponim. So memele, so and all bekitza it's negeya him leiruye shtore. If there are other shtores that he has with the same chsime, we cannot. And he was made that he was mazayv the chsimes for one shtar, so he cannot use other shtores with these chsimes on them. That's how the Maram says pshat in Tosfos. Pinz from the Rosh. Now let us go further in the Gemara. My havi aloh diksubik. Now we started a sugya yesterday that the Gemara cleared a shailim and may aim as govye. When is she gave from the lakuchis? Is she gave from the erisin? Is she gave from the nisuin? Toshma. Doma Rav Yehuda Mashmul Mishum Rav Elazar Barab Shimon Mone Mosai Min Ha'eres and V'Tosfos Min Ha'Nesuin. That was like Rav Huna said. That means that the Tanai Bezdin that is Mechayev and Ike Ksubim Mishas Eresin, that Tanai Bezdin is equivalent to a Shtar and it creates a Shibud and that Yemon from the Lekuches B'shasheresim. The Taisva is that he was Moisef in the Shtark Sube, Koydaman Nesuin, so that he months from the Shas Nesuin. The Chachomim Oimim Echot Zeb Min HaNesuin. L'chayre, that's Rav Asi Svore, that we say that she's Moichel the Ksubes Eresin, since we see there's a Zman, a common Zman for the Ike Ksube and the Taisvis Ksube, so we say that she's Moichel the previous Shibud. And so therefore, so the, you can only mount from the kuchas b'shas nisuin. V'hilchas ha'echad zav echad zav minan nisuin. Zogt Rashi, ma'ahava lo de ksube be'emes kovya. For when can she start being goyve de ksube? V'hilchas ha'echad zav echad zav minan nisuin. Taimel Rabbeinu Yitzhak. The hashtem maskinum, the echot ze min hanesuyin. Afol gav da oisif lo. Now here we're speaking about that he was moisif, that means the second shtar was moisif a taisvis ksube. Afol pikein we say that, yimon from the second shtar. Not rotzem mize goive, rotzem mize goive, yimon from the second shtar. And we say it's a mechila on the first shtar. Upliga the Rav Nachman, the Omer le'eli, oisef dikla le'teisves, hadata de teisves kosve, b'loi bitl, sheini esarishin. Rav Nachman said before that, it is a taisvis. I say, iboy govye mehai, boy govye mehai. I don't say that it's a bittle. And here it seems we paskin like the chachomim, that I say, the faker, that there's a mechilan on the shibud of the first ksube, and your mon from the second ksube. So how does this stim with Rav Nachman? Bizeteime, the hilchesek Rav Nachman bedine. V'rafram v'ravachi fligu alibay. So I say, we paskin like that, omach leukes was pshat in Rav Nachman, v'kin nami b'shilei ha-kosev kibosei. V'oimari, d'hoche afal gav d'ike taisvis, bitel es harishen. Afal pikein, we say that the second, the ksube, which was written before the nesuin, is mevatel, the first ksube, v'taime. Mishum deleke shtar ksube be'eresin. Because there wasn't a first shtar written. There was, the first ksube was a t'nai bezin, elamit nai bezin. Hilkach mitnai bezin, elamit nai bezin, hilkach nisbatel t'nai rishain al yedei shtar. That means we say if there were two different categories of chiyuvei ksube. There's a chiyuv ksube mitnai bezin. There's a chiyuv ksube that he wrote a ksube. So then we say that this is the ike ksube. This is the ksube, whatever it says in the shtar, that's the ike ksube. But, avol el de iko shnei shtoris. Here we're talking about the same category. There were two shtaris. One shtar, there were two shitrei mecha. Kshahoysev b'sheni lebitul asarishin. Hail buhu b'yodai adai. That means since he has the first shtar, both of them are shtaris. So then, if I could say that the purpose of the ksiva of the second shtar is to be moisif on the first shtar, so then I say, boy, bahai govye, boy, bahai govye. So Taisva says, vim taima, so, bekitzel, so Taisva is saying the whole lumdis that I say, ochle lishibud de kame is, if the first chi of ksuba was not written, was at nai bezin, so then I say, when the ksuba gets written, so then we start from there, and that's the Ike Ksube, and she's Michael the first Ksube. In time of a kiven dairi milsayu der avhunda vavasi but the loikos of law, so it's speaking about that he didn't write a ksube b'shas eirisen. Im kein tivshit mehoche hod the boy per kamed abob metziye iarusa isla ksube but the loikos of law. Es is a gemor in bob metziye that klaus a shayle. If a narusa has a ksube, is there a tnai bezden for a narusa? So lechayre the gemar bob metziy klausa for shal. We have enough in the gemar. That's the shlissel of art of this halacha. The reason why we say echad ze min anisuin is because the first ksuba was not a shtar, was at nai bezden. So al kaponim we see that they were mesaken at nai bezden to give a ksuba mishas erisin. He wants to be patient. Mishnah Bereise. Va'afagav the ike lochuchi mi milse the rabbeloza b'rab Shimon v'rabbono. Here we have Tanoim. Hanami memrei. This is not either a Mishnah Bereise. The Rav Yehuda Meshmul omro mishmei. Ve'ena Bereise. It's not a Bereise either. He says, Rav Yehuda Meshmul said Mishum, this is a statement of an Amore that is quoting two Tanoim. So a chain is as strong as the weakest link. That means we only have a Birur in this Shaila from an Amore who said that there's a Machlokes Tanoim in this. The Gemara wanted to be Mevarer this Shaila from an Ofen, the Mishnah, an Ofen, the Baraisa. Period. We have enough in the Mishnah. Ma'aris as bitay, and the father gets the ksuba. Os, you see, klo that there's a ksuba by naruse. Lekolochuchi, the ikoluk, maybe the kosavlo. The Mishnah is no raya. The Mishnah is a very innocent Mishnah. Could be it's speaking about that the orus wrote a ksuba for the arusoso, and that ksuba goes to the ark. Vim Taima, so Taisu says, V'tivshed mohod de sanyala, but we do, I have a baraisa. Moide Rab Yehuda, b'ma'ares es bitoy u'bogro, v'ni says, she'ein lovi a reshus bo. That the father does not have reshus in the second ksuba, because the second ksuba was written after she was Yotzusom Mirshusay. Va'al kochach b'daloi kosav lomay. Now how is that Bereise speaking? Al kochach, it's speaking that he did not write a first ksube. The I kosav lo, if he had written a ksube b'shas eresen, avi shaloi hoyel u b'rshusay nichteve k'da omalel. So why shouldn't the ksube belong to him? It was b'shusay nichteve. That means, so, if the lomdes, perhaps, Taisus means, if the lomdes of b'shusay nichteve is that it's command de gavye dami. So there already, there was a command de gavye from the ksube that was written b'shas eresen. V'yeresen ein lo ksube, pshite da ein loy bo klum. So what's the chiddush? So al kochoch, it's ois gespalt that there is a ksuba mit nai bezden. But we say that when they write the second ksuba, then it's nivka, the first ksuba is mochlo lishibud kame. But al kaponim, we see klo that there is a ksuba for naruse mit nai bezden. It's speaking about that he wrote her a ksuba. B'shas Eirisen. U'mayri k'goin sh'oisif lo b'shas nesuin. Des al k'dayte hoyul u'mona mesayim shaloi toisvis nami shaloi k'mash melon. So what is Taisvah saying? So Taisvah is saying as follows, that the Baraisa that Rabbi Yehuda said, Hoyo v'loi nichtav b'rshusoy, so he doesn't get, not he doesn't get the whole ksube. The Mona Messiah he gets, because the Mona Messiah was written b'shas Eirisen, so that he gets. But the Taisvus he doesn't get, because the Taisvus wasn't written by Shusay Lache Shebogel. Now, the Pnei Yeshua asks on Taisvus, he doesn't understand, so why do you need a Baraisa for that? I mean, what Mehechit Taisi should get the Taisvus? The Taisvus was written Lache Shebogel. So how can he get the Taisvus? What's the home memory of Rabbi Yehuda? So Pnei Yeshua wants to say Pshat and Taisvus that it is speaking about as follows. When he had written the Ksube B'Shas Eresin, he said, I'm Mechayev myself now to you, Mosayim, for the Ike Ksube. I'm also Mechayev Ataisvus. B'Shas Eresin. What will the Taisvus exactly be? To be seen. We'll inform you what the Taisvus is. And Lemaise, the birur of the schum of the Taisvus was Bishas, after Sheboga, when they wrote a nuksube. So there'd be a hava mina that I would say that this ksube that is mevara the Taisvus should be a gilui on the stimus haloshin from the first ksube Bishas Eresin, and he should be able to be goivit. It's Kamash Malon, since this already was written when she's not Bershusay, it doesn't help. That's what the Pnei Yeshua Basimir says. Let us see the next Mishnah. Hagiyoyres shenizgayro bito imo. Vizinso. Now we have here a story as follows. That there was a goite that had a daughter. A goite. Now, when the mother, was Megaya herself, and Nizgaira Bita Imo, and her daughter, which was a Prusami Basgimu, was Megaya together with the mother. So now we have here two Giyarison, the mother and the daughter. Why we have to say that the mother was Megaya herself also. Dika was speaking about the daughter. We'll see in Taisvus why. But Al Koponim, that was the story. So we have over here two goites, a mother and a two-year-old daughter that became this Gaya. Now, this two-year-old daughter, we can rightfully assume she was Megaya herself, so Mestama, she's Becheska's psula. She's not like a goita anymore, that Becheska's bulis. So Mestame, she's a psula. Now, later, she became a naira. Vizinso, and she was Mezane, binarusa. So she's now a nara hamuroso shezinso. So we know a nara hamuroso shezinso is beskila. Harezu Bechenik. But this Nara Moros is Bechenik. And Ein Lo Loi Pesach Beisa'ov. There's another halacha that a Nara Amoros is Shezinza Yisoykel Pesach Beisa'ovio. Ein Lo Loi Pesach Beisa'ov V'loi Meyosela. There's another halacha. Let's say if we, by the Parsha of Moitzi Shemra, so the Pasha is speaking about that the husband is saying le matzosi le bitcha psulim, and there's two oifanim that it's speaking about. Either he was right, she was taki mezane, he brings edim that she was mezane tachto, so then lemaise she's chayev skila, pesach beis avia. But then there's another oifen that he said a shek, it was a meitzi shemra, then he has to pay meyosela. So the Mishnah says, so if this all occurred with a giyoyres, so all these three alochas don't apply. There's no skile, there's no pesach beisa'ov, and there's no meyosela. Let us see Rashi. Vizinze be'eresin, vihinayro. Harezu bechenek, vafilu nizgayro, prusa mi bas gimul shonim, becheskes psula hi, she's becheskes psula. So memela, we have here anara hamoroso, that was a psula shezin. So the chiksiva skila benara hamoroso bi Yisrael ksivi. The chsiv ki osiso nevolo bi Yisrael. So it says Yisrael in this parsha. So memela, bi Yisrael, she's a geyere, she's not a Yisrael. Ein lo loy pesach beisavio. Ain't soich leitzia al pesach beisavi. You don't have to be meitziha al pesach beisavi. The Megi and the Meiri asks a kasha. Lachayre, where does she have a pesach beisavi? Ain't soich leitzia. She doesn't have a father. Gershon is gaya kekotn shanoilad domi. Rashi weiss tachoyis, like this, there's a mitzvah. But ain't soich. That means you don't have to. The mitzvah doesn't apply by her. I mean, where in Al Kaponim it would seem that she has halachically, she's not miyuches to her father, but could be in Pesach Beis Avia, could be he is called Avia. I mean, he's a physical father. Lamaise, so perhaps. So that's what the Mishnah is telling us. The Mishnah is telling us that the mitzvah of Pesach Beis Avio is an av that she's nisyaches achel. And lemaise, she is not nisyaches achel, so ain't zoch litzio Pesach Beis Avio. Maybe that's goofy pshat in the Mishnah. So the Tesis Rit says, "Ein la Pesach beisov perishta, ein la of shem yisyacheses miyucheses achavia." Kivin shu ayvid kachov migiyayres. I mean, so it could be, So agiyayres nami. So it could be that ein tzor leitzia Pesach beisovia. Agavucha, I saw an interesting minchas chinuch that he clears a very interesting shaila. He clears a shaila, there's a love of kol yosem leisanon. And the isa to be ma'ana a yosem is because a yosem is helpless, like this, he depends on his father. And Nebuch, he's a yosem, so memela, leisanon. So he clears a shaila, what if you had a gershon is gaya, he had a goyish father, he was on the best terms with his father, his father supported him. It was, and then his father died. So is he also a yosem? And now he's a yosem. Halachically, they're not related. He doesn't have a din father, but he was a father that was supporting him and helping him. So memela lagabi the lav of kol yosem leisanu. He also has a din yosem. Al kaponim could be that ein tzorich litzia al pesach beis avia. That means because, could be that, that's good for what Rashi means. Because the Chiyuv is dafke, a base of Vio, that halachically she's miyucheses achov. Hoy, so that's case number one. So case number one was that, two goites were megayin themselves, and so she was a geyere, so this felt be Yisrael. Hoysa hirasa shaloi bekdusha, veleidasa bekdusha. The heroine was, her mother was a goite bishas ibu, bishas leide, she was megayer herself, koidem a leide. So it's leidasa bekdusha is areizu beskila. Here the izachi of skila. The ain lo loy pesach beis of v'loy meyasela. Hoysa hayrasa v'leidasa bekdusha arei kebas Yisrael l'chol dvorel. So she has a din of a bas Yisrael. I mean, she was nisaber al Yisrael already. Hayrasa v'leidasa bekdusha. Now another din. Yesh la ov ve'in la pesach beis ov. Yesh la pesach beis ov ve'in la ov. Now we're talking about afilo Yisraelis. The father doesn't possess a house. Or the father is not alive. Harezu biskile. Leinema pesach beis ov elo le mitzvah. And here you can't be mekayim the mitzvah. Zogt Rashi. Let us just see Taisvis, Hagiyerish and his Gaira Bita Imo, Hodalay Nokat Hagiyerish and his Gaira Stome, Mishum da Airi beprusemi bash sholish, then darkel is gai eli mimo. So this is, you won't have a prusem bas gimel that will megai yourself on the own accord. Voi den svore, shit fulu al das bezn, the bezn would be matful a prusemi bas gimel without a mother. Shein mat vilinger cotton al das bezn, and we came kute veil is gai, bezeis prusemi bas gimel ein, But as Litvoya, lochi nokat, shenis gai rabita imo, vitfilu al das imo. Vain mishm de boile misne, oi se rosa shaloi bigdusha, vale dosa bigdusha. So we had to speak about the mother. So memela, we brought in the mother already in the first case. Ein lo pesach beisof, areizu biskila. She's biskila, but Pesach Beisov is only a mitzvah. Taim the tikshe mehoche lemandia mepek nigmahadin nikto yad ha'edim potter bebinin kro kedersiv. I said, there's one madioma that says, the posik says yad ha'edim tibay berishayne. So the whole chi of skila is only if it's shaykh yad ha'edim tibay berishayne. If it's not shaykh, so the whole din becomes bottle. So memele frektoisvis. So let's say the same thing over here. According to that man, the yomam, it says they should be soikul or pesach beisavia. If there's no of, there's no pesach no of, so you don't have kroket derziv. So the whole parsha doesn't apply. So toisvis says v'shlami d'shani ochet the golik kro umeso. L'rabeis hiroso shalei begdusha. Later the Gemara is going to say that even that's also a nismait be Yisroel, if it was a rosa shaloi bekdushim, but there's a ribui of umeisa. Now, if a rosa shaloi bekdushim, there's also no of. Va'av alpi came, I have a ribui that is skila, so you see that base of is not a ikov in the skila. Va'inanami ein lo of, avokosh, tatik shalemi b'raise. It says, the be'ir sheruba oividei kechovim, Soiklun oiso al shah bezn, the dorish bishorecho vloy bishari oivde kechov. It means like this, if there's no base of, so you are soikl bishar ho'ir. That's where you soikl of. If the ear is rubam akum, you soikl bishar bezn. Vamayle petrine lo legamri, if it says shorecho, which means shar ho'ir, and you can't be cycle shari ear since it's reiv akum. So my mail should be ganz important if you need kroket or seed. Mishlemi de brev reiv dechichovim, have a shorecho shari bezn v'loi shari. Now that's the tight shorecho. Now you can't be mekayim shorecho. That is the tight sheorecho shar bezn. So my mail you have a kroket or seed.